Hey guys, it's your girl Mo Dakes. Thank you so much for tuning into another A Convo Mo episode. I am so excited to be here. I'm so excited to be talking to you guys. A new season, a new era, new everything, so much has been going on. I think it's been a while. But I'm excited to be back, update you guys, let you know what's going on, let you know what we're getting ready to get into. Because, you know, we're getting into a lot of new things. I feel like I'm in a new season of life. And I am just excited to catch up with you guys. Well, obviously, we need to touch on the first things first. Because the last time we recorded a podcast, I was very much a single woman. Like, I was dating. I was with my man. But I was a single woman. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm married, okay? I am married to the love of my life, okay? And he is just an angel. And I am so happy. And if you guys follow me on Insta or Twitter or whatever, like, you know, I'm in love. Like, I'm in big love. Like, I love him. He's an angel. And he's so lucky to have me. Like, it's like, nah, and I'm so lucky to have him too. And so, yeah, like, I don't know. Where do we start? I guess the engagement, I kind of want to talk about, like, my engagement story, getting to married. This is the last time we're going to talk about it. Then we're going to get into the hottest of tea. Because you know that's why I'm here, okay? And if you guys are new to A Convo with Mo is literally that. It's a conversation with me, Mo. I'm your host, Mo Digga. And we're here to talk about all things pop culture, all things, okay, first generation millennial African culture, okay? We're here to talk about all things just what's going on. Like, what's the tea? Like, that's what I want to talk about. So we're going to get into a little bit of Shikari today, okay, and we're gonna get into BBLs because I've been hearing a lot of talk about BBLs, and so I want to talk about that too. But first, the marriage story, everything that kind of went on through the proposal. We got engaged in February, which was a complete surprise. I haven't been able to tell this story, but we were planning the wedding prior. Everyone's like, so we got engaged in February. We got married in June. Everybody's like, oh my gosh, you planned a wedding in 4 months or something like that. I'm like, no. We've been planning we've been saving for the wedding. We've been planning the wedding. We knew we were going to get married. But in African culture, well, I don't want to say African culture because every single country in Africa is different. But in Ghanaian culture, you have to do a knocking before you get engaged. So we already knew, we already had gotten engaged traditionally. So we already knew that we were going to get married. But I still wanted a regular proposal, like that surprise, that wow factor. And, you know, one may ask, how are you still surprised when you know it's coming? Honestly, you just got to get you a good man because I'm about to tell y'all what happened and how I was so surprised. So the morning of the proposal, J-Lo was like, oh no, a couple weeks before the proposal, he was like, oh yeah, I gotta go to San Diego. He's an artist, so he's always in Cali, always in LA, always in San Diego, traveling New York. And so I was like, okay, all right. Didn't even ask no questions because I'm like, I know. So that morning he's like, yeah, can you take me to the airport? I'm like, oh, for sure. I take him to the airport. I literally drop him off at BWI, y'all. And my friend Sabrina, shout out to you, Sabrina, if you're listening, the love of my life, Sabrina, she literally, like, a couple days before that, she texts me. She's like, hey, girl, you know, let's get lunch. Now, I think the good thing that J-Lo did is with Sabrina, she's, like, a really good friend of mine. But I would never think, oh, Sabrina's going to be in on this. Like, Sabrina's going to be planning something. Like, so I literally hadn't talked to her in so long. So I'm just like, oh, yeah, like, let's get lunch, girl. Didn't think nothing of it. And so after I drop J-Lo off to the airport, you know, I come home, I get cute. And one thing about me, I'm always going to be cute, okay? I'm always going to be looking good. And that's, okay, ladies, like, listen, just make sure you always look good because you never know. So I was looking good, looking cute, looking casual, cute casual. And I pull up to the, you know, reservation with Sabrina after I drop J-Lo off at the airport. And we are, you know, eating, we eat. I'm like, okay, let's go take pictures because you know me. One thing about it, I got to get a picture in this fit. If I didn't get a picture, did I wear it? No, okay. So we take the pictures and she turns me around and she's like, okay, take a picture of me. I'm like, yeah, for sure. So I'm taking pictures of her and all of a sudden, the saxophonist that was like across the park where we were taking pictures starts coming a little closer. So I'm like, all of a sudden, the saxophonist is just like literally in the back of my ear. So I look back. And there is J-Lo on one knee. Literally, my heart dropped. I immediately started crying. Like, I was so surprised, guys. And all my friends started running from God knows where. And the thing about that park was, everybody that was hanging around, everybody was literally in plain sight. Like, I was not looking at people's faces. So I didn't know, oh, the people on this bench are, you know, my friends, or the people in that corner. Like, and I have bad eyes. So everybody just looked like regular people that were at a park. Child, I turn around. I said, what are you doing here, sir? You're supposed to be on the first flight to San Diego. And he says his little speech to me, and I am just crying. And I didn't even look at the ring, and he did an amazing job. I didn't even look at the ring. I literally was just so excited. Now, moving forward, you know, that was an amazing day, like one of the best days ever. Then we're still planning the wedding, planning. Let me give you three quick tips for wedding planning. One, just make sure you got a planner or a day of coordinator. Shout out to Precision Events. They killed it. That's number one. Two, don't lose sight of your relationship in your planning. Like, me and J-Lo made sure we were going on dates. Even when things would get a little bit heated about the wedding, we were making sure that we were, you know, still pouring into our relationship, because at the end of the day, the wedding is one day, the marriage is forever. You can hear that all the time. And then three, make sure you have your support system, and it can't only be one person. I had like three of my girls that I'm not gonna lie, I was like four girls. I would call them about different issues. One person I was giving all my dress issues with. One person I was, anything that had to do with the venue, anything that had to do with, you know, I don't know, anything. Like, just make sure you got a group of friends, and always make sure, like, your bridesmaids, and pick good bridesmaids that are going to serve you. People always say it, but it's so important. I wouldn't change any of my bridesmaids. They were impeccable. Every single one of them was amazing. Okay, the last tip is just have fun. Like, I had the best time. And the reason why is because I heard so many brides tell me they didn't have fun on their wedding day. And I was like, I refuse to let that be me. Like, I do not regret anything. Like, I had a blast, y'all. I had the literally best, like, that was the best day of my life. Like, you know, it was just so much fun, so much love. Best day of my life outside of my career. Best day of my life outside of my career. No, honestly, it was amazing. Like, so much fun, so much love. You know, the drinks was flowing. I was with my best friend. I got to marry the love of my life. Like, you can't beat it, man. And so that is my marriage story. I've been married for about a month and a couple of days. So obviously I have all the tips for you guys on how to have a successful marriage. Like, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm also never going to create a marriage blog. I'm probably never going to do podcasts about marriage, because I just feel like, honestly, everyone's is so different. But we'll circle back in 10 years. In 10 years, we'll circle back and we'll see how I'm feeling about giving you guys some marriage advice. The one thing that I will say is just marry your best friend. If the guy is not your best friend, if you're not head over heels, if you don't have a crush on him, still don't marry him. That's one thing that I'll say. But as far as the marriage itself, child, good luck. All right. Next, we're going to be talking about Shikari. I know this is a little bit old. I know it's a little bit old, but the Olympics are coming up, and I just saw that, I want to say her name is Coco G-A-U-F-F Gauff is the Olympic American tennis player, and she just withdrew from the Olympics because she just got COVID. I don't know if you guys have been seeing, but it's looking like a lot of black women. I don't know what's going on. You know, Naomi's not going to be there. You know, Shikari's not going to be there. You know, there's a lot of, like, I I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm just looking at the facts. Like, I think there's something happened with, I don't know what team, but it was like Nigerian. I don't even know if it was Nigerian, y'all. Go and look it up. But there's an African country that their women were, I think, running in the Olympics, and apparently they had too much testosterone or something, like something in their system, and it didn't qualify, like they were unqualified. Like, I don't know what's going on, you guys, but the Olympics this year is really, really feeling anti-black women. Like, it's really, really ugly. It's really, really ugly, and it's really heartbreaking. Now, with Shikari, this situation made me so frustrated, and I'm going to talk to you guys candidly. Let me tell you guys why I was so annoyed about the Shikari situation. I felt like the biggest argument about Shikari was like, she knew what she was doing. She needed to take responsibility. And that conversation made me so mad because you could tell that the people that were saying that just like to hear themselves talk. Because the reality is, Shikari did take full responsibility of her actions. Like, I don't understand. Like, what was the issue? She literally came on television. She said, I knew what I was doing. I made a mistake. I'm sorry. I'll come back harder. Like, even after that interview came out, people were still like, okay, but why y'all defending her? She did. It's like, even if people are defending her, like, your argument is like against her who has taken full responsibility. So it's like, who are you really mad at? You know what I mean? I don't know. Let me know what you guys think in the comments. I'm going to post this soundbite on Instagram. And I want to know what you guys think. But that made me so mad because I feel like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, there's this thing with Black women, right? That, like, sometimes I feel like we can't even enjoy success because, like, people are just looking for the next thing to just, like, throw it in our faces. It's like, she's obviously taking responsibility. Why are you now expressing that she needs to take more responsibility? Or why are you repeating that she needs to take responsibility? She already has taken responsibility. I don't want to beat a dead horse, but that was something that I needed to get off my chest because it really made me so, so, so mad. Now, continuing on the topic of Black women, let's talk about the fact that BBLs, okay, have become this great topic of discussion amongst, you know, Twitter, Instagram, everywhere. The first thing that I want to say is the reason why people hate BBLs so much is because Black women are getting them. And that's it. Like, they don't even, like, do you know how many white women get BBLs? Like, why is this conversation about BBLs just focused on Black women? Like, the whole Kardashian family, is all of them got BBLs. Like, all these white women that you guys like adore and have nice sick bodies, or majority of them have BBLs. So I'm really frustrated by the fact that the conversation about BBLs was really hyper focused on Black women. Like, come on, like, let's be objective, okay? Like, please. Secondly, now, do I believe that, you know, people should be getting BBLs? No. And the only reason why I don't is because it's such a the risks are just so high. Like, that's the only reason why people shouldn't be getting them. Like, just because the risks are so high. Like, I don't think that cosmetic surgery is this like taboo thing anymore. Like, it's 2021. Like, come on. Like, please. Like, it's just that when Black women find nice things and they have the money to attain nice things, such as cosmetic procedures, they're now deemed as, ooh, everybody getting BBLs. When Birkins became a thing that were, you know, quote unquote, more accessible to Black people, when they've always been accessible to Black, like, when they became more popular and mainstream recently, it was like, oh, everybody got a Birkin. It's like, why can't Black women not have nice things? And I always talk about this, and it's so frustrating because it's just like, please, just let us have our things. Let us have our things. Just because Black women attain things does not now make it ghetto, or does not now mean everybody has it. I don't understand. I don't get it. But I say all that to say, protect Black women, okay? Because, you know, I mean, the game is just out to get us. Every game. What game, you ask? Every game. Every game is set out against Black women. Like, please. We're the most disrespected creatures on earth. I say it all the time. And I mean it. I say it with my chest. Okay? Next on the docket, we're going to talk about what's next for A Convo with Mo. This new season of A Convo with Mo. What am I doing? What am I looking for? What is it giving? So with what's next for A Convo with Mo, I am so excited to get into doing more interviews. You're going to be getting a lot more solo pods. So get ready for me to be spilling the hottest of the hottest of the hottest of tea. Okay. We're also going to be getting, of course, more pop culture, more everything, more entertainment news, everything. What's going on? We're going to talk about it. And I want to know your opinion. It's a convo, right? It's not only me. So what are you guys talking about? Like, comment, and share, okay? Let me know what you guys think, what you guys want me to talk about. This new season of A Convo with Mo is for you, Okay, baby, it's for you, my listener. It's for you. I'm talking to you. We want to know what you want to talk about, because it is a convo with Mo and a convo with you too. Okay. But that's it for today's episode, guys. Like I said, so many new things coming. We're going to be dropping every Wednesday now moving forward. I know I was saying that before, but I promise, because now it's only solo pods. So I just got to get my mic set up and keep it trucking. Okay. Solo pods every Wednesday. No. Podcast every Wednesday. Sometimes solo pods, sometimes interviews. Let me know who you guys want to hear me interview. Just let me know everything, okay? Because I want to talk to you guys, okay? All right. Well, that's it for this episode, guys. Like I said, don't forget to share this. Don't forget to give me five star ratings on Apple, wherever you listen to. Thumbs up, all that stuff. And leave reviews. We want to hear it, okay? We want to hear what you're thinking about the pod. And yeah, that's it, okay? Mm-hmm. All right. We are done in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.